Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Did you have a chance to see the Olympics? Well, I'm sure you didn't watch all of it because it went on for many, many, many hours, but there may have been a few events that you might have been interested in and tuned in and watched. And Olympic athletes are truly amazing people, and this is why they're amazing. This is one of the few countries, the United States, that does not support its athletes. Most athletes are supported by the government of their country, and they really don't have to work. Now, I know that athletes here do get endorsements, and that's certainly a big help, but every single day they have to train. Every single day. They train for years. It starts when they are very young, and every day they're training, and it comes time where they are of age to go to the Olympics, and they know they've got 4 years, and every single day they put an effort in. Every single day they have to be at their best just to get a little more performance, just a little more out of it. How can they do this? How can they just get faster? How can they swim better? How can they be a higher pole vaulter? Whatever it happens to be. Just think about how hard it is for them to continue to gain their vision as to what they want. What they do, what they're seeing themselves on the platform winning the gold medal. If they can't regain their vision, if they can't see where they're going, they're not going to be able to get up and practice every single day. They're not going to be able to put the effort forward. So they have to say to themselves, why am I doing this? I'm doing it for a reason. I want to be the best in the world. I want to compete against other athletes. This is my life's dream. Well, how does that compare to business? Well, in business, many times, it's hard for us, the business people, to keep our vision. We had a vision when we started the business. We continued to grow the vision. We knew what we wanted. We saw clearly what we needed to do, who we needed to surround ourselves with. We've got the business plan in place, the sales plan in place, the marketing plan in place, and things are always flowing and changing. But things happen during the day. The stress of the day becomes sometimes unbearable. Sometimes you're hit with many, many things that you don't expect to have happen. You've got to be flexible. You lose an account, a customer, someone quits. There's a problem. Customer service has to deal with it. Sales volume's down, sales volume's up, we have to get the delivery. And what happens? We lose the vision of where we want to go. We don't see the gold. We don't see the finish line. So every day I'm asking you to remind yourself that you need to understand why you're in business, where you want to go, what you want to do, what vision you have, and what you want to accomplish. It's something that you constantly have to do, and you might have to do it several times a day. Because if you're not motivated, if you don't see the vision, if you don't see where you're going, how are you going to lead your people? How are you going to lead your coworkers, your employees? It's very difficult to be in business. It takes a special kind of person with a special kind of determination. So know what you want, see it, have the right plans in place, make it happen, and it's okay to be discouraged for a moment, for a day, because that's going to happen. You're just a human person, but you have to get right back on the vision that you are looking for and what you wanted to get out of your business. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.